We now and then fry some good things, and they bring you some good news as well, with Nadine Pillane. And so we'll be doing that in a short while.
Catholics in Action on Matins with Father Emil.
And of course, Nadine is a Catholic in Action. Hello, Nadine.
Hello, Tanya.
And very free today on a Friday, right?
Yes, very free as usual.
What are you planning to fry today?
Too many things, actually. Too many things. Today is a very, very busy Friday.
Yeah. And while it's exam time and so on, are you coping with your daughter and exams?
I'm coping with her and exams. She seems to have it under control. But my time has just, you know, seemed to just everything has suddenly started to happen at one time for me. And so that's a little bit stressful.
Hey, that's a little. In fact, that's what happens this time of the year, right? Where we look forward to December already. Some people are. I don't know if it's the mind or it's the body that's saying, it's closer. It's getting closer to the end of the year. I'm tired. I don't want to do anything. Don't ask me to do anything.
Definitely. I think there's so many people that are just. They're actually dragging themselves now to the finish line. But you know, for some people, Kanya, it's even more than that. Some people experience this feeling, to a higher degree, and they just become sort of, emotionally and mentally and physically exhausted. So while we are experiencing, we're feeling stressed and we're feeling tired. People that are experiencing burnout are experiencing this much more severely.
But burnout seems to be also connected to, you're not just tired physically, but you seem to be tired emotionally as well.
Yes, burnout is definitely, mentally and emotionally that you're exhausted, that you feel like you just don't have any energy, any motivation. You don't have anything just to carry on. You are just completely have this feeling of just being depleted. And that's sort of the difference between burnout and being very stressed. Because when you're feeling very stressed, you feel like, you feel overwhelmed. You feel like everything is just too much for you. And when you go into a point of burnout, that's where you just feel like you don't have enough of anything. You don't have enough, as I say, strength. You don't have enough energy or motivation to carry on.
So this is where you feel, okay, it doesn't matter what happens, but I'm going to sit and rest.
Yes, so you know, mostly when people are experiencing burnout, they need to take a time out because it affects their productivity. It affects, the way they're functioning, and it can have very severe impact on their bodies. And so they would need, to take a rest.
So how do I know, as I'm listening to you now, Nadine, in this past week, for example, what would I have felt for me to say, okay, I conclude I'm actually burnt out?
Okay, so it happens over time, all right? So we must know that burnout happens gradually. And at first, the feelings are there, the signs and the symptoms are there, but they would have gotten worse as time goes on. So take a look at yourself and ask yourself the questions, is every day a bad day for you? Is every day it's just too much? You're not enjoying anything about your day. Are you even starting to lose interest in your work and in your home life? Do you just feel like there's nothing more you can do? Are you tired all the time? Do you find nothing interesting in the things that you do, in the tasks that you do? Do you feel unappreciated? Do you feel that there's nothing that you do that actually makes a difference? So this could mean that you're on the road, you know. You're on the road towards burnout. Now, what will happen is that with time, these feelings will become more intense. You'd feel them more often. And if we want you to look at sort of, because we said burnout is you are physically, emotionally, exhausted. Some of the physical signs that you would have is that you are drained. You just feel drained, tired, fatigued most of the time, that you are starting to get sick quite often because when we are stressed, our immune system is low. And so you'd find that you're always having a cough, you're always having a cold, you're always getting sick. You're always experiencing, maybe headaches, or you have an ache and a pain all the time, changing in the way that you eat, in your sleeping habits as well. So those are just some of the physical signs. And then some of the emotional signs is that, you'll feel that you constantly doubt yourself and that you feel like a failure. You feel helpless. You feel, all these very negative emotions. You feel like you're trapped, like you make no difference in this world. You're all alone. And you might have a very, very negative outlook on life, where you become a bit cynical and see things, you see no joy in anything. And so all your positivity is sort of drained out of you.
All the positivity. So you're basically feeling negative all the time.
Basically, yes, you'd be negative about every single thing because your body just does not have any more energy to give.
And I suppose with parents, then you find yourself also getting angry with your children. Obviously they are stressing now about their own exams, and you find yourself not having necessarily time to help them, or you feel that they're stressing you by asking you for help.
And I think this is one of the key things about stress and why we need to take it seriously, is that at the end of the day, it's our families that suffer. Because when we go home into our own space, that is where we start to take out and release our stress. And it normally happens that it's our families who have to take to take this burden. Because at work, you have to perform, you have to do what you need to do. When you get home, that's your only space, that you feel that you can just be who you are. And so this is why it's so important that stress needs to be dealt with on an ongoing basis. We do not need to wait for the moment when we actually need to be hospitalized for burnout to actually catch a wake-up call that we need to take care of our mental health. We need to realize that our mental health is grossly impacting on our physical health, and it's grossly impacting on all our relationships. And therefore, it is something that needs to be kept in check.
Hospitalized for burnout, I hear somebody say.
Yes. So you can go to a point where you may need to be hospitalized for burnout, where you may need to take some time out just to rest and to recoup your body. And, a doctor, a medical practitioner of some sort, would then have to diagnose this and then refer you for hospitalization. So it's not a joke. It's not something that we should take lightly. Because, when the body has had enough, it has had enough.
Yes.
And so this is why we need to be kind to ourselves. I've been running a workshops. I started actually this month with workshops that will be taking place on a monthly basis which I call rejuvenation sessions, where people can come once a month at least just to have peace and quiet, because that is something that we don't have much of. We are always surrounded by noise. We are always surrounded by people. We are always surrounded by technology. And sometimes we need to make a space and invest into that, because we are actually investing in ourselves in the long run. So I would encourage people to do things like this, to take time out, whether it's a workshop or whether you just decide that I'm going to go for a walk on a Saturday morning without putting my earphones in, you know, without, I know it's not that safe anymore to be walking on your own, but sometimes we just need to find a safe place where we can just take a walk, take in the environment, and just have some peace and quiet. And you will be amazed at what this does for us in order to make us strong, to be able to bear the stresses that, you know, life throws at us.
In short, take care of your health. When you feel your body says no, listen to it.
Definitely, we need to listen to our bodies. And remember, we only have one body. And we need to take care of that body. And we need to pay attention to our mind as well, because our mind is just controlling everything. Our brain controls everything. So it's so important, you know, that we do what we need to do. I always say this, when you start sneezing or you start coughing, immediately go to the pharmacy, get something for it. Let's look at other ways, you know, to take care of ourselves as well, mentally, psychologically, spiritually. Keep it up, because it's like when you're preparing. I always say it's like preparing for a battle. You will not prepare for a battle in one day. You will prepare over time. When we take care of ourselves in our good times, in our strong times, you will find that when life hits you, when you have experienced stress, when you experience some trauma in your life, it is then that all the skills that you have, all that inner strength will come out to be able to assist you at that time. So this is why it's so important.
Nadine, I think we'll have to leave it at that. Or is there anything else?
I think I've had a mouthful today, Kanya, and I really hope that people take this to heart, because we are coming to that time of the year where there's a lot of stuff happens, and there's a lot of trauma as well. You know, the crime rates go up. People lose a lot, and so this is just something I wish for everyone to have so that they can get through the tough times.
Great, and thank you very much. You have a lovely weekend. It sounds like it's going to be a busy one for you.
Definitely. I'll try to get some rest in these things.
Don't watch that you're not bent out, Nadine. God bless.
Bye-bye.